kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan, tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang mga negosyante at may-ari ng One Play Zone or isang events place sa Melbourne, ang mag-asawang si Ed Santos and Audra Santos. Kamusta kayo?
Hello, hello. Mabuti naman. Si Audra to.
This is Ed.
Food business ang nakakausap namin, but now, events place. So, sino nakaisip nito sa inyong dalawa?
Ako.
This is Audra speaking, by the way. Kwento mo sa amin.
Nasa events na kasi talaga kami. Kaming photo booth business. Yon, doon nagsimula yon. So, sa tuwing pupunta kami sa mga events, sa venue naming mag-asawa, na we can do this. You know, we have, na meron na kaming flower wall, meron kaming photo booth, saka meron kaming plinth. Yung mga ginagamit sa usual party, sa events, wala na lang kami yung venue. So, for many, many years, lagi namin iniisip yon. Napapaniginipan, napag-uusapan. Every time na meron kami nakitang venue, play center, we talk about it na what if, yung puro what if lang.
Itong photo business ninyo, it's been running for how long?
Mga more than 10 years.
More than 10 years.
So that's really our primary business. So we do photo booths. We go all around Melbourne. We set up the photo booth. We do weddings, birthdays.
Parang sa Philippines. Yeah. Yung photo booth sa Philippines.
Well, it actually originated from the Philippines. Doon namin nakuha actually yung photo booth. Kasi diba sa Philippines, parang yung photo booth all around. When we get married, meron kaming photo booth. So actually, doon ako na-inspire na this is a good idea. Hindi nila namin dito sa Melbourne.
Mga entrepreneurs talaga kayo? Ever since? Or sinubukan nyo lang?
Hindi naman person na entrepreneur. Mostly talagang nagtatrabaho lang kami.
So ang sagot talaga doon, hindi. So it's more on really a trial, diskarte sa buhay.
Yun yung mga side hustle.
And then eventually, we move from being employee to a business owner.
Nag-full-time na.
So pareho na kaming nag-full-time sa business.
Ba yung real jobs ninyo back in the day?
Nagtatrabaho ako sa La Trobe University sa May Bundura, an international admissions officer. So nagpagka may international students, especially from Asia, they want to apply to La Trobe. Ako yung nagpa-process ng offer letter, ng ECOE, overseas health cover. So they will give that documents to immigration, then they can apply for a student visa. Yan yung trabaho ko.
I used to be an HR in the Philippines as well. And then pagdating ko dito sa Australia, so na-practice ko din. So nagtrabaho ako ng HR, human resource sa isang company for 10 years.
Experience ninyo nung finally naisip ninyo, you know what? Let's go full-time na sa ating negosyo. Sino bang nakaisip no na?
Siya muna yung nag-full-time sa business.
Well, it's really hard to be honest kasi I'm sure maraming makaka-relate. So we started na employee at the same time may side hustle kami. Add pa natin na meron kaming dalawang anak sa buhay Australia. So, kumbaga parang it's really hard.
Nakakabaliw siguro. Parang
running a business at the same time working. So, you could imagine, you know, talagang 24/7 talagang busy. Pero syempre, there's always a question for us na we wanted to do this full-time pero it's hard to decide and it's hard to, you know, to do it. Finally, after 10 years of doing the business, we finally tried it. Eventually, we find it worthwhile. Awan and just sumunod yung asawa ko. Naingit siya sa akin.
Di, parang strategy din na, syempre, si Mrs. muna yung magre-resign, siya muna sa business para if worst comes to worst, we still have the money every month. Hindi naman pwede na wala nang darating na monthly kasi magbabayad ka din ng mortgage, electricity. So, yun yung buffer namin.
Kung natatandaan nyo ba kung mga magkano or kahit na estimates lang, no, kung yung pondo or capital and setting up this events place?
Our case actually, kasi since we have the photo booth business already, we're doing events for 10 years. So yung sinasabi nga ni Audra na parang we already have the photo booth, we have the flower wall and everything else. So the business actually, the one place on, it's just really the home for the business. So meaning, kumbaga parang yun lang yung kulang namin eh, and everything else, we have it already. So going back to your question, parang medyo mahirap talaga actually to say how much. Kasi hindi siya yung, unlike to other businesses na parang say, for example, magla-loan ka at 500,000 or 100,000
and then you build
the whole business from nothing. In our case, hindi kasi siya ganun eh. So parang meron na kaming existing. So it's actually parang little by little, you know, certain amount from the beginning of our business until now. It's like an accumulation of everything.
Kung magsisimula from zero, based dun sa mga ibang franchise na nakikita namin, na Play Center din, mga 500.
Yeah, mga ganon. Yung research, like yung mga existing Play Centers Australia, say for example, if you're gonna franchise them, it's gonna be from 300 to 500. Pero that's also the reason why we didn't franchise kasi wala kaming ganun money to franchise kasi you're buying, you know, their brand.
Uh-huh.
So it's also a good thing kasi in here we're starting our new brand and hopefully in the future, you know, we will go to that direction. Our branding in Australia.
But syempre, ang hirap din kapag you work together, paano nyo hinahati yung personal time ninyo and yung professional time ninyo? How do you make it work?
Yeah, it's really a blessing to have each other. We always say that kasi totoo yung sinabi mo na it's not really easy to work with your partner. Most of the time, you end up either mag-aaway kayo or maghihiwalay kayo. Pero in our case, I feel like matching each other, si Audra kasi is always the one, yung goals niya, imagination niya, yung creativity niya, it's always there. To be honest, whatever ideas na we're implementing in the business, it's always him. Sa kanya nanggagaling yung ideas. So, papasok naman ako on implementation. So, siguro dahil HR ako, you know, creating events, something like that, you have to be organized. So, dun ako pumapasok. So, somehow, jive talaga kami together. Helping each other and jiving together to achieve the goals.
Bigayan.
So, now let's talk about the insurances and permits in setting up this business.
And then we already have, you know, yung nakikita, yung nasa likod, we have the play area, the big play area. And then we just realized na parang, yun nga, mahirap pala sa Australia. So it took us like 1 year just to secure the permit. Yun yung medyo naging struggle namin before. Kasi yun nga, sa Australia, ultimo gathering of people, you have to apply for a permit. Hindi lang basta-basta na parang we wanted to party. Hindi pala ganun sa Australia. So marami kaming pinagdaanan na it's also a learning experience for us. Sa learnings namin is you really have a proper connection. Kasi for you to be able to get the permit. Kasi so, syempre kailangan mong alamin kung how works, kung sino ba yung mag-a-approve. For a year, we still managed to, you know, make it happen. You should have, you know, the public liability.
Mas mataas lang.
Mas mataas yung level kasi you have to cover, you know, any accidents. Especially it's a kids, you know, venue. Maraming details na kailangan i-cover pertaining, you know, with the kids.
Talk about the risks of going into this type of business. Especially, let's say, when events get cancelled.
We acknowledge that risk na it can potentially happen because it's already happened in the past. Isa yun sa risk namin na we're doing events, we're gathering people. Another thing is yung sinabi mo na, for example, cancellation of event. It happens. Pero of course, you just have to be flexible. In our case, we actually have, you know, a terms and conditions na whenever you cancel your event like less than 24 hours, yung iba hindi na nakukuha yung deposit.
Kasi may deposit coming. To secure the time and the day.
In our case, we fund whenever we don't fulfill any events, we don't really keep, you know, the deposit. Kasi we also consider what's really the reason behind of the cancellation. So definitely, if a person is canceling an event, there's really something that happened. Say, you know, in wedding industry, na experience namin, there's a cancellation because you wouldn't expect, pero may mga naghihiwalay dyan a day or a week before their wedding. You really have to understand what the person is going through and why they are doing that. So,
final message, okay? Sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or those who want to start out their business.
Sa akin, ano, kahit konti pa lang yung idea mo at di ba masyadong alam, just do it. You know, I know it's cliche na lagi sinasabi na just do it. Eh, kailangan mo talagang gawin. So if you do it early, you will know early if you're gonna be successful or not. Like for us, it took us how many months or mga years bago namin ginawa talaga yung gusto namin venue. Kahit small idea pala, hindi pa siya perfect and start doing it na. So we still jump and then learn our way through.
In addition to that, just believe in yourself. But syempre, you have to really work hard to achieve your goals. Tiwala lang, diskarte, and also syempre, magdasal kay God.
Faith, kailangan, mahalaga yun. Kasi kahit ma-achieve mo lahat to, next level is after nung mga kaperahan mo, 'di ba? Parang nakikita natin na hindi lang pala pera to. Kumbaga, may the next step is meron ka ng sense of kaya magagawa kundi wala sa tulong ng Diyos. So faith is important.
Yeah. And you know, so I think never give up. Kasi hindi siya laga siya easy to run a business. And marami kang ma-experience na problems, trials, pains, aside from success, of course. Pero kumbaga, kung madali kang susuko, hindi ka magiging successful. It's always there. Kahit saan naman eh, sa life, you know, you'll experience lots of things. So the same thing sa business. Siguro as a business owner, ang ma-advise ko nga lang sa kanila is just keep on doing it. Kung hindi ka maging successful sa ginawa mo, there's always ways to find another business or another, you know, things to do. And then, whatever your learnings na natutunan mo from the previous business na hindi nag-successful, you can always apply it to the new one. And then eventually, there's always hope naman eh. Eventually, you're gonna find, you know, the right business for you kung saan magiging successful at the end.
Maraming salamat kay Audra and Ed Santos. Salamat at sa uulitin.
Thank you.
Tandaan niyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.